This is IndieCan Radio, your front row seat and backstage pass to Canada's great emerging music. Our focus today will be the Canadian Music Cafe at Toronto International Film Festival. But first, from our inbox, our first set kicks off with The Decade of Sleep.
This is Angry Drummer Guy. We're all listening to IndieCan Radio.
While you're laughing and all your crazy dreams will come true. Unless you find a lady who calls herself your baby and she takes the whole world from you. Just say, well, I like you, baby, and I know you like me too, but there's a whole lot of living that I gotta do. You can take all the loving that you need to get through, but I can't share my life life with you. I met her on a day where she decided she could play fair and I now wanna always be true. She thought I'd be replacing the man that she was chasing, cause he just came and said they were through. Well, I never, never said to daddy you could be mine. Well, you can take me or leave me, I'll be doing just fine. If you don't like what you're hearing, then you're wasting your time, because I can't share my life with you. Be mine, well, you can take me or leave me, I'll be doing just fine. If you don't like what you're hearing, then you're wasting your time, cause I can't share my life with you. You thought you compensated by making complicated all the crazy little things that you say. There's plenty of girls around who don't wanna put me down and can take a life a day by day. Well, I know you like me and I like you too, but there's a whole lot of living that I gotta do. You can take all the loving that you need to get through, because I can't share my life with you.
We just kicked off with three bands you probably won't ever see on the same bill. But there's reasons why I find them all compelling. We just heard Scott Normandy, and I saw him perform with Sarah Burton and Andre Skinner of Canteen Knockout at the Rivoli this week, and I was just totally impressed. I noticed when I got his CD that he recorded it at Production DNA in Montreal with David Sturton and Kevin Galt, who we know all too well for their great contributions to IndyCan Radio throughout the years. A lot of great live at IndyCan sessions thanks to those two guys and DNA Studio. So Scott Normandy, check him out. He's from the Niagara region, and that's just a sample of a fine CD. The F-Holes was before that. A play on words, if you own a vintage Gibson guitar, you know where that name came from. And speaking of vintage, it's got kind of a squirrel nut zipper sound to it. That's a band maybe most of you don't know, but a band I'm crazy about. I like the F-Holes as well, and check them out if for no other reason but the name. And we kicked off with from the album Morning Sun, The Decade of Sleep. And this is a band who had a song on this CD placed in Degrassi. And we're going to be focusing a lot on the importance of film and TV placement for emerging artists, because we're going to the Canadian Music Cafe, where artists are going to be performing to music supervisors who are here for the Toronto Film Festival. So, why don't we do that? Oh, yeah, we heard from Angry Drummer Guy, too. Angry Drummer Guy is a great friend of mine. We all know an Angry Drummer Guy, but he's got some great opinions and insights on music, and we've talked a lot about doing a segment, and I look forward to doing that. I just thought we should get through our first 150 episodes before we put him in front of a microphone. So Angry Drummer Guy, your day is coming. So let's get to the Toronto International Film Festival. We'll do day one. And last week we had a little of the music from Spiral Beach. They've got a brand new album coming out, which we should all look forward to. We're going to talk about that a little bit, and you will hear Emily playing in the background. So let's go to the Hard Rock Cafe, to the Canadian Music Cafe right now.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Eric, and we're in a band called Spiral Beach.
You're listening to IndyCan Radio.
So a new album coming out. I think I've heard some snippets of it so far, just sent to me from DMDS. And what's with the cell phones and chains thing? You figure that's what you got to do to get a Polaris Music Prize nod? Or how did that get incorporated into your new sound?
Cell phones, and we tried sampling a craft, for example.
Yeah.
But then we realized it would cost us some money if anyone found out. And Maddie's phone rang just as we had this discovery, and her phone went...
It was exactly the same sound that we wanted anyway, so we just slowed it down and put it in.
Oh, so you actually slowed it down.
Yeah, normally it's like...
Just to get right song, wrong beats per minute.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Like, you come from a musical family. Your dad's in music, right? I don't know if there's any other... if you shake your family tree, I don't know if there's any other musicians that fall out of it.
That's a good question.
Yeah. Our cousin is first bass in the Toronto Youth Symphony Orchestra. We just were pretty much raised around music as, like, a way of life and trying to make it work long term.
Yeah. So you just don't get a real job, get a haircut kind of talk at home, do you?
No, if we wanted to rebel, we would have become like accountants.
It's true.
We're being very tame by just following in. But what we do, it really has nothing to do with how we were raised in terms of like attitude, really.
Yeah.
Because it still feels like something we recently discovered, that we can do, and that wasn't something we were brought up with. it's all music, but it's different attitudes.
When we were, you know, what, 12 or 13, we didn't even listen to music at all. Like, we discovered it, and then literally like a month later formed this band.
No kidding. Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, pop culture music, yeah. Like, you know, obviously there's like the Beatles.
You were probably dragged around festivals.
Yeah, totally.
But I was the last kid in the classroom to ever like buy records, you know.
Yeah.
Or buy CDs rather.
Now, Canadian Music Cafe is all about presenting music to film and TV. You've already had some experience with that, Charlie Bartlett. It wasn't my demo that they were targeting, so I didn't see the movie. But what impact did that have? Is it measurable?
I guess mostly through MySpace and stuff. Just kids in like Florida or like Alaska are like seeing the movie and then they'll add us and be like, "When are you coming to Alaska?" And I'll be like, "Well, soon, very soon." But once we get our private helicopter.
No, play the cruise ship on the way up there.
Yeah, totally. You gotta get a cruise gig, man. That's where the money is.
Yeah.
That's how you make it in music now.
So the impact you found is you have a broader audience because film just reaches more places, right?
Yeah.
And more people connect on the visual level. But, I mean, your show has always been very audio-visual. Is that quite intentional?
Definitely, yeah, right. I think right from the very beginning, we kind of always had the idea that it would be a really visual band. So.
Now, the Aux TV thing you did was a little different, kind of scaled down a little bit.
The acoustic one?
Yeah,
we, well, Eric and Maddie have been doing just like acoustic, you know, and a lot of the songs were written just like acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
And they've been busking them around Toronto and stuff before we went in to finish and record it, right? So that's kind of where a lot of them started out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to picture. I mean, even, you know, metal bands say all songs start with an acoustic guitar, right?
Yeah.
But it can be difficult to picture the origins of a Spiral Beach song because it's so thick in terms of, you know, layers of stuff going on there.
Yeah. But yeah, most of them.
A lot of it is just ripping other people off, really.
Yeah.
We listen to a lot of music now, and, you know, the most inspiring things are usually just, like, plagiarism.
Yeah.
Or even if it's unintentional, I mean, someone told me that our new single, Domino, sounds like the Munsters theme song.
Yeah.
So last night I was like, I better go listen to that. And, it was fucking cool. I like that song.
Well, thanks a lot. Good luck with your tour.
Thank you. A little bit
of U.S. Who are you teaming up with? Like you played with In Cameras.
Other bands.
Who are you going on the road with?
There's a couple of other bands out to the West Coast with these guys, 2 Hours Traffic.
Yeah, oh, great.
So we're going to the West Coast with them and then going to Ireland with a band called Fred from Ireland.
Oh, you're playing with Fred.
Yeah.
Oh,
they were
at the set.
Only like really vaguely, but we will.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to love them. They played actually main stage at Hillside
this year.
They're a lot of fun. And it'll be a great double bill. Hang around Ireland. They're going to love you.
Yeah.
Nice work and good luck with your new record.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Steph Lang. You're listening to Indie Can Radio and listen up for Diamonds.
I was dressed up in ribbons for you to undress. All the shining, shimmering things till there was nothing left. And I was once upon a time something worth fighting for. Till you won me and there was no need to fight anymore. So hang on, 'cause the ribbon is slipping through your hands and I'm falling into the earth. Misplace the diamond for its worth. Misplace the diamond for its worth. in your hands won't last forever, and overthrowing your power won't make it better. And you could have had all of me while you had the chance, but maybe this time I won't be coming back. So hang on, 'cause the ribbon is slipping through your hands, and I'm falling into the earth. Yeah, I'm falling, 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 yeah, I'm falling. The ribbon is slipping through your hands, and I'm falling into the earth. Misplace the diamond for its worth. Misplace the diamond for its worth.
Hey, this is Charles F. from Winter Gloves, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
Vincent from Winter Gloves.
Hey, this is Pat Sayers from Winter Gloves, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
So, the Canadian Music Cafe, which is really designed as an opportunity to get bands noticed by film and TV people.
Yes.
Do you have any experience with that? How important do you think that sort of thing is for a band's overall health and future?
Well, I mean, we've all seen shows like Grey's Anatomy kind of catapult bands become like overnight success. So yeah, I think it's really one of the many ways to kind of really help your career, you know, to be noticed and recognized by thousands and even millions of people.
Is everyone here from Montreal originally?
Actually, we're
like Vince and I are from Quebec City, like smaller town close to Montreal. And we moved, like a couple of years ago, we moved to Montreal for like different reasons, actually. And we met, but we all met in Montreal.
Why do you think Montreal is such a hotbed for great music? For instance, when you get the Polaris Music Prize, I mean, Patrick Watson's won there, but Besnard Lakes has been nominated. I mean, there's always so much notice of the Montreal music scene. Any thoughts as to why it's such a hotbed?
I mean, we all know the term starving artists, right? And it's not a joke. It's the truth. So Montreal's rent is cheap, and I think it comes down to that. I think artists have a really easy time paying the bills, living in Montreal and doing what they love and creating their music or whatever other kind of art form that they do. I think that's one of the reasons. And another one is there's a lot of support via clubs, having bands come and play, and it's free. You know, you book your own shows and stuff like that, and they have their built-in crowds, so it's really kind of easy to get off the ground and get a kind of scene happening. So, I mean, cities like Toronto, the rent is double the price of Montreal, so it's a different ballgame.
Absolutely. Montreal, you can get a part-time job and work 5 days a week as a musician.
Yeah.
In Toronto, you got to work 60 hours part-time, to try to, be a musician here. Yeah. So I think you hit the nail on the head that the atmosphere supports the arts
lifestyle.
Community.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The arts community lifestyle, for sure.
Yeah, and what are you listening to? What's really cool out of the scene right now?
Montreal bands?
Yeah.
There's this band we played a few shows with called Parlor. They're an up-and-coming band.
I know them. Yeah.
So, yeah, we're excited
How'd
about those guys.
How'd you hook up with them?
First show, it was actually really funny. We played this Christmas party, and it was like this this kind of metal workshop. Yeah. And this guy threw a Christmas party, and we played a show. We were the two bands playing that night. So that's when we met. Thunder Heist is another band, Toronto, Montreal, that we got to play some shows with, too, and we really dig those guys. We're actually going out on tour with them, the West Coast of the United States and Canada.
They did the Cafe last year.
They did.
And I think that's a great double bill for you guys to be traveling together. It's a good showcase.
Yeah.
Let's pick something off of your record, and we'll play it. Pick a song.
Well, let's play Party People. We actually have a new music video coming out really soon. You should look out for that, Party People, on the album About a Girl.
Yeah. Is there any secondary or tertiary deep meaning to this song, or is it pretty well speak for itself?
It speaks for itself, but at the same time, like when I wrote the song, like I was really tired of going out and having like doing some parties and stuff. Like I'm more comfortable writing in the studio and like being like playing with people, having shows and stuff. It's like it's something I had to learn to do. So it's kind of Party People, like there's a second degree. It's just like, okay, give me a break,
Great. The intellectual segment of the show. Thanks guys. Have fun with your set tonight.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'll get you dancing this party. People need sweet echo. Sweet echo. Sweet echo. 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 Echo.
Hey, I'm Adam from Jets Overhead, and we're listening to Indie Can Radio.
No Nations, is it officially out yet? Has it dropped yet?
Yes, it actually dropped in Canada a couple of months ago, and not too long ago in the U.S. as well. And it's available on vinyl, too, which is kind of cool. Our first record that's available on vinyl.
That's a great idea, because there are people who make no bones about downloading music for free, but they'll pay handsomely for vinyl.
Yeah, and I just discovered a record player blew off some dust that was actually in the studio we recorded part of No Nations in, and perhaps it was telling that I snagged this record player out of the studio and ended up setting it up in our living room, because lo and behold, it ended up being printed on vinyl, pressed on vinyl. So that was kind of a little bit of luck, I think, that I scored a record player to actually be able to listen to it on vinyl.
Last time I saw you was Juno Week, the 5440 show at the Commodore, which nice. Was a pretty magic night, right?
Yeah, that was amazing.
What were your memories of being there with Sam Roberts and who else was there? There was Jim Cuddy
yeah.
And Alan... from Great Big Sea.
Yeah,
and
that's right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, George Canyon.
It was an amazing cast of characters and legends, really, Canadian legends. So we were totally honored that Neil asked us to get out there and sing some songs with him. And we actually, the latest 5440 record, Northern Soul, we actually sang a lot of the harmonies on it, Antonia and myself, the other vocalists in Jets Overhead. So. And obviously working with Neil on No Nations as well, we knew Neil and how he works, and he's very casual. So it was a little nerve-wracking, to tell you the truth. There was no rehearsals.
Yeah.
We sound-checked, that was it. And but it worked. It worked really well, and it was a ton of fun. And those guys are such veterans that, you know, you get out there, and no matter what, you know, once the train starts rolling, there's no stopping it.
Exactly. And then Tom's brother coming out and doing a Grapes of Wrath tune or two.
That's right,
So cool.
Yeah.
Now, how did that all start, your relationship with Neil Osborne, and what does he bring to the table in terms of experience and so on?
Well, years ago, some of us were in a different band called The Special Guests, and we opened for 5440 quite a few times over the years, sort of early part of 2000, and or whatever you call them. What do we call it? We don't know yet, do we?
Yeah, the double zeros.
Double zeros. Oh, man, it's going to be frustrating. But anyway, and that was where we just started to get to know him a bit, and it wasn't until several years later that... we heard that Neil was getting into producing, and he owned a lot of gear. And at the time, 5440 owned a studio in Vancouver.
Yeah.
So that was also impetus for us to work with Neil, because, you know, he kind of came with some classic gear and a great studio, great space, which you know, Smiling Buddha Cabaret and a bunch of other records had been recorded in or part of anyway. So we recorded Bridges with Neil, the last record that we did, and. And it went well, and this was the follow-up to Bridges, and we decided to go with Neil, largely because we just had such a great relationship and an understanding of where we were at, and he actually moved to Victoria as well sort of between the time that we recorded Finish Bridges and started recording No Nations. So being a fellow Victorian, we got to know him even better. You know, we would walk our dogs together, that kind of thing. So
yeah,
it's kind of just a natural progression.
Yeah. Now, so you've been to a few 5440 concerts. What's it like to see, you know, that many people singing songs back to the band?
Ah, man, I mean, it's actually pretty moving for me. I'm a bit of an emotional guy, when there's a whole room full of people, 1,000 people singing Ocean Pearl or whatever, and Neil's up there clapping, I get a little teary-eyed, because I just think it's so cool that somebody I know has created that much culture, you know?
That's exactly what's going on. Now, let's play a song. We've already played No Nations on the show, so listeners know that. Pick a sentimental favorite and tell us why.
Well, I would have to go with the single, Heading for Nowhere, largely because that was a passion project for me personally. That song went through a lot of work. We worked that song, probably in my mind anyway, to death. By the end, my hair was so messy, and my eyes were bugging out, staring at the Pro Tools screen, and I didn't know what the hell to make of it, and you know, had to step back and let it go. And that song is the first song that we've actually, you know, really started to see radio support in Canada for on the commercial side of things. You know, it's in the top 25 right now, and seems to be climbing at commercial radio, and you know, that's exciting as a producer as well. Like, for me, kind of coming from the production side of things, having worked quite a bit with Neil on the inside of the box, so to speak, I'm really proud that song kind of got to where it's gotten and it's done what it's done for us so far.
Yeah, well, great work on the album, and enjoy the rest of your time in Toronto.
Thanks a million. Nice to talk to you.
Always chasing something. stars would fall and crown you. Down at the Queen's Hotel, there's a kid raising hell. Somebody here's gonna ring his bell, ring his bell tonight. Used to know the folks by name, but now it's just a guessing game. Oh, it's a crying shame, it's a crying shame, all right. But how about we get all dressed up, go out, get all messed up. No doubt we'll all fess up. This town, she's a slow lament of good old days and way back when, and things that broke and never did mend. Things that broke and never did mend. Rumors fly of Ruby's diner, how she left it all behind her. With a note says I'll never find her. She found her wings and learned to fly. Oh, how he loved her so, but he forgot to let her know. One day she let him go, gone and no goodbyes. But how about we get all dressed up, go out, get all messed up. No doubt we'll all fess up. This town, she's a sad refrain of old love letters sent in vain, and things that could but never became, things that could but never became. In the back of the heart of this town, there's a crack running partway down where the cold wind keeps getting in and it tears it all apart. In the backseat stealing kisses from somebody else's missus. Oh, I used all my wishes, wishing she were mine. One day, and it won't be long, I'll pack my bags and I'll be gone, and like the ramblers and the vagabonds, I'll move on down the line. But how about we get all messed up, go out and get all messed up. No doubt we'll all fess up. This town, she's a red wheel, shattered dreams and old regrets, and things we'd all just sooner forget. Things we'd all just sooner forget.
John Wart Hanum. The album is Queen's Hotel. What a rhyme scheme. I love that song. It's called Requiem for a Small Town. Great CD, really clever song right there. And before that, Jets Overhead, and you know we heard from, also from Victoria, Stephanie or Steph Lang. And from Montreal, we heard from Winter Gloves. So there you have it. That was a big part of what was a day one of the Canadian Music Cafe, and we'll have more of that. But I've got a big stack of in pile, and well, let's live dangerously. This is going to be the Sky Life from the album Roots and Wings. Here we go.
The rest. Too many words coming out of your mouth, friend. city streets in Warsaw. Battle lines are drawn in blood. 16 years, the nightmares silenced on that short walk home. I just can't face the night. Don't make me face it alone. Living through these four.
We'll be right back.
Okay. Close that door. Fine. We play your music and then you just leave. That's 4:30. From their album, Rabbit in the Vestibule. Quirky band, kind of gets me in the right spot. Before that, 80s rocker kind of segment, that was Daniel Bryant. Thanks, Daniel, for sharing your CD. That's Arrivals and Departures. A lot of different sounds on that particular record. Just picked that one because it was time to pick things up a little bit. Let's see. Next week, I don't know what we'll do, but we've got lots more Canadian Music Cafe. We've got the Polaris Music Prize. We'll be off to Pop Montreal. It's all good. Adam was talking about 5440. Specifically, he was talking about their most recent album, Northern Soul, where they provided background vocals. But here is what I think is going to be one of the greatest records of the decade. This is Say Yes to Everything, 5440. We'll go out with this and look forward to having some more great Canadian indie for you next week. 5440.
This thing is empty. I'm gone. For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit indycan.com.